Around the country this week, there are long lines at drugstores and supermarkets and clinics that are still offering flu vaccines. This country's supply of flu shots was suddenly cut nearly in half after British authorities suspended the license of one of the major manufacturers of the vaccine. That means millions of people who expected to get flu shots won't be able to get them. And health officials are trying to make sure that the 50 or so million doses that are available go to those who truly need them. Infants, the elderly, pregnant women, and those with chronic medical conditions, among others. Last year, Colorado was hit hard by the flu outbreak. 619 adults and 12 children died from flu and pneumonia. In Colorado Springs, Charlotte Waters is running the flu shot program at the Memorial Hospital HealthLink Clinic. And Ms. Waters, can you tell us how are things going today? What kind of lines are you seeing?
Well, we started having people lining up immediately, and we have consistently had a line going out the door and around the building all day, actually. It's been pretty consistent. I'd say probably 100 to 200 going outside. Thankfully, we have a beautiful day today, so it hasn't really been a problem.
And what kinds of people are in line waiting for shots?
Primarily, they're the senior citizens. We have had a good number of people who have children who are high risk, who are bringing their children in to be vaccinated. Primarily, they're the senior population.
Now, some places have had to shut down entirely because they relied all on this one manufacturer, Chiron. We should make clear that you have vaccine from a different supplier. How much do you have?
We ordered 20,000 vaccine from Aventis, and we were fortunate enough to receive our entire shipment before the announcement was made that Chiron was not going to be producing any vaccine. So we were very fortunate.
And do you think you'll have enough?
I am really kind of looking at this on a week-by-week basis. The first 2 weeks, I've made all those clinics for high risk only, and then we're going to have to kind of see what the volume is like in terms of how much vaccine we'll have left.
Now, for people who don't fit into those high risk categories that we mentioned, what do you tell them if they insist that they want a flu shot and they want to get it from you?
Thankfully, we really haven't had that problem. I think we're asking the public to be very responsible in determining whether or not they really needed to get one or not. And I have to say, I think for the most part, people are respecting that.
I imagine you're getting spillover from the places that don't have vaccine, that depended on the manufacturer Chiron, that they'll be coming to you now.
Absolutely. And it's not only the public. Businesses often provide on-site flu shot clinics for their employees. And Memorial's no exception. We obviously have clinics scheduled down the road for many of our companies in town. Well, some of the other flu shot providers have as well. And my phone has been ringing off the hook.
I would imagine, given what Colorado went through last year with a huge number of illnesses and a number of deaths, that people would be pretty frightened this year about what's going on.
It's interesting that you should ask, because just before I came to do this interview, I was giving shots, actually, and the woman I was giving a shot to made a comment. She goes, it was well worth the wait to be here because I'm really frightened based on what happened last year. So I do think that is very much in people's minds.
Every time we have one of these conversations about flu, we always get letters from people saying, you didn't tell people to wash their hands.
Yes. And that's exactly right. And I kind of chuckle at that because frequently people will say the flu shot is the number one way to avoid getting the flu. Well, it's one of some other ways, and that does definitely include washing your hands very thoroughly, particularly when there's a season going around and you're inside more and you're more exposed to people and the spread of those germs start going around.
So wash the hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ms. Waters, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking with you.
Charlotte Waters runs the flu shot program at the Memorial Hospital HealthLink Clinic in Colorado Springs.